head out to the phone lines and talk with Ken Hayward, who is the Executive Vice President and Managing Director for the Grand Hotel. Ken, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. You're a baseball guy. What do you make of the Tigers so far this season?
Well, I don't think it's been as started hot right out of the chute the first couple of games, but I think it's been a bumpier road than they thought. I think offensively they thought they would be better and more dominant, and I think defense, pitching wise, I think they thought they'd be a little more consistent. So, it's a long season, and I think at the All-Star break, this is what I've been saying. My opinion only, everybody has one, but, they got to make a move and be third place at the All-Star break. I think we'll have to think about trying to do something to shake things up. Do I think that'll happen? Probably not. I think they'll either be, by first or at least second place by then. But they everybody thinks Cleveland's a pretender, but and they got, swept by the White Sox. But I don't know. I think I expected more, but it is a long season, and I think All-Star break will be a determining factor if they try to do anything or if they stay with what they got and ride it out.
Ken Hayward is also a University of Michigan grad. He played baseball for the Wolverines. They're looking for a new coach. Ken, you were a part of the process. You were part of the team that helped find the last coach. Will you be a part of this new team?
I haven't heard anything yet, Tony. I've been busy up here on Mackinac in my new role. So I've been, we just opened 3 weeks ago, and I've been kind of busy. I'm going to be down there this weekend in Ann Arbor at M-Day, which is a golf outing for former letter winners, and I hopefully will get clued in there as to what is going on. I'm not sure it's Dave Brandon style to do it the way they did it 10 and a half years ago, but I'd be happy to help if they'd like help. But it's unfortunate that Coach Maloney, he had a great run there of about 6, 7, 8 years. The last two seasons have been a disappointment, and unfortunately it worked out that way for him. He had a lucrative offer to leave and go to coach Tennessee, and Michigan made him an offer, counter offer to keep him, and in the short run, I think that worked to certainly his advantage, but I think there was a lot of pressure on him to win, and unfortunately it didn't work out that way, but, congratulations to Michigan State for making it to the NCAA tournament. It's going to be a great experience for those kids to go out and play at Stanford. That was actually one of the schools that I was looking at seriously going to when I came out of high school. So they're going to have quite an experience out there, and it's good for them they made it.
All right, Ken, tell us about your new role at the Grand Hotel.
Well, Tony, I've always, I've been with them 27 years, and for the last 16 or 17 years, I've been in charge of sales and marketing and enjoyed that role. And that allowed me to be in Okemos at our office in the Lansing area a lot, and then back and forth to the island when I needed to be up here. I was raising a family, had two children, and it worked out great. But Dan Musser III, whose family has owned the hotel since 1933, and I we started working full-time the same year, and we've developed a great relationship, a close relationship, and he thought it was time that I got up here more and spent more time here now that my kids are in college. And actually, they've made accommodations. The hotel purchased a home on the West Bluff right next to the hotel that my family and I will move into. And so up here, I'm more still sales and marketing is my thing, but more involved in the day-to-day stuff too. And it's going really well. We're having off to a great start this season. We have the Detroit Regional Chamber checking in this week, and it's a special year because we turn 125 years old on July 10.
What are you going to do to celebrate 125 years at the Grand Hotel?
Well, it's, we did a coffee table book that's, one of the prettiest things that I've ever been affiliated with here. It's a 144-page book that has photos of vintage photos and old photos and then some new photography that's just marvelous. On July 10th, which is our actual birthday, the day the hotel opened, we'll have a 125-foot-long cake on our front porch for all of our overnight guests and day visitors to enjoy. And then we're doing a celebration, Tony, on the weekend of July 13 to 15, where former governors Milliken, Engler Blanchard will be here. Lieutenant Governor Calley will be here. Governor Snyder's out of the country, but he's sending a video message. We're doing fireworks. We're doing a governor's gala. We're doing a jazz. John Pizzarelli, one of our favorite jazz performers here from our Labor Day jazz weekends, performing. So we're officially going to celebrate that weekend. I think it's going to be a good time, but, you know, we have special flags on the golf course. We have special flags hanging from the front of the hotel. You know, the turndown mints have the 125th logo on it. It's just, you know, you think about, Tony, an all-wood building on an island that's only open part of the year, that's been family-owned and operated, to survive 125 years is a pretty amazing thing.
Ken Hayward is the Executive Vice President and Managing Director for the Grand Hotel. Happy birthday, Ken. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Tony. Have a good week, and come. I hope people come up and see us during this special year.